This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Skincare, Health, and Beauty channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Kathy Heschlow, the founder of Sublime Beauty, an anti-aging skincare company with a special niche in skin brushes, and a published author. Kathy, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. So first of all, for starters, tell us, what is skin brushing?
Right. Well, skin brushing, it is not widely known, though more and more people are understanding what it is every day. They're rediscovering it. It's actually been around for centuries. Hippocrates taught skin brushing in the medical school in ancient Greece. It was practiced in ancient Egypt by Indian Ayurvedics, and through history, Native American tribes actually also practiced skin brushing. There are some notations in 19th century America about it, but it basically fell out of common knowledge and practice. So what is skin brushing? It's basically brushing your absolutely dry skin in a very specific way with natural bristles. And it's so simple, it takes so little time, about 10 minutes a day, but it brings enormous benefits. And by the way, lots of models and actresses are raving about skin brushing lately, like Selma Hayek, Miranda Kerr, Molly Sims, Stacey Keibler, and others. So it's pretty exciting, but it's just a great practice.
Very interesting. So tell us a little more, what's it all about and why is it important?
Sure. Well, the first thing to remember is that our skin is the largest body organ we have, and it eliminates about one-third of our toxins daily. And it sounds a little crazy, but our skin sheds about 40,000 cells per minute. It's in a continual turnover process. Now, when we get older, we're less able to throw off those dead cells and toxins from our skin. And this can make the skin look dull, but even more importantly, it can clog things up and keep the skin from functioning as it should. And it could also put pressure on other organs of elimination. So for all ages, dry skin brushing helps to exfoliate and buff the skin. It keeps it optimal, looking clear and beautiful and feeling soft. And again, it's really easy to do, and there are other benefits as well.
Yeah, you just mentioned there are other benefits, too. If you could get into those or a few of those, that would be great.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll talk about four other benefits to skin brushing. The first one is skin brushing boosts blood circulation, and that's great for well-being. You know, the blood delivers the nutrients throughout your body, and this also helps skin tone. Number two, skin brushing moves the lymphatic system. And the lymphatic system does not have its own pump like the heart with the circulatory system. Lymphatic system, it really depends on body movement or massage or something like skin brushing. And helping it to drain and to filter those toxins out of our bodies, it keeps our immune system strong. And it also does other things like aid in digestion and things like that. But the key point is that lymph that is static can cause disease, so it's really important to keep that system moving. Third benefit is skin brushing can help reduce cellulite, or it can keep it at bay, and it also helps keep those ingrown hairs away. And then the fourth is my favorite, I have to say. It is so invigorating. It releases endorphins, and you just have this great sense of well-being when you're brushing and after you're brushing. And so I think it's a stress buster, and I can say I'm addicted. I look forward to it every single morning.
Today we are with Kathy Heschlow, the founder of Sublime Beauty, an anti-aging skincare company with a special niche in skin brushes, as well as a published author here on eHealth Radio, Skincare, Health, and Beauty channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Kathy, so how do we brush, and what do we need to know?
Absolutely. Well, I will share some of the basic pointers here. And I'll mention that I also have lots of information on how to skin brush and other information about it on the website www.skin-brushing.com in case the listeners are not in a place to be writing this down. So to brush, you want, number one, you want to brush on absolutely dry skin. And most people, including me, brush in the morning before the shower. And it's actually a great idea to stand in the shower and brush so those dead cells and the, you know, the stuff coming off of your skin can be washed away afterwards. Number two, you want to use, as I mentioned before, a natural bristle brush. Never use synthetic because that could actually damage your skin or hurt your skin. And obviously, Sublime Beauty has several of those. Now, third, always, always, always brush towards the heart because you want to work in sync with the circulatory and the lymphatic systems. You typically start at your feet and you work your way up in sections. You brush in medium, fast strokes, about 3 to 6 strokes in each area. And, you know, after you start skin brushing and you get used to it, it'll go really fast. You just brush really fast. At first, it might take longer, you know, until you get used to it. Now, if you have sensitive skin, you would start lighter. But normally, you want to work up to a nice, medium, firm stroke. And the reason is you want it to be effective, but it should never, ever hurt. So, again, if you have sensitive skin, just start lighter and you'll get used to it. Most people really have no problem and it just feels good to them. Now, you want to work upwards and inwards, meaning from your feet or your toes, up your body, and from your fingers or hands up to your shoulders. And you can spend a little extra time on those lymph node-rich areas, so that's the inner thighs and the armpits, and spend a few extra strokes on your thicker skin areas like heels and elbows, and that will really benefit them. You will brush everything except for your face and your upper neck, and the reason is the skin is more delicate on the face and upper neck. It calls for a smaller, lighter brush, different strokes, and less often, not daily, like for the body. And I have lots of information about face brushing on that website, too. So last, you do not want to brush over any open sores or cuts, and you don't want to share your brush with others. We recommend that after you skin brush that you drink a glass of water, and then you could apply some natural body oil or moisturizer to really nourish your skin. So really, those are the basics of how to brush.
And anything else in conclusion that you'd like to share with the listeners on this topic?
Yeah, well, you know, we have one thing that we say at Sublime Beauty. We like to think that skin brushing is as essential as brushing your teeth or brushing your hair. So, you know, it's something that we hope that a lot of people will just work into their daily routine that will really benefit their well-being. And, you know, for less than $20, you can improve your health, your well-being, you'll feel better, and you'll look better. So what's not to like?
Exactly. Tell us where our listeners can get more information and also be in potential contact with you as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mentioned that I have a website dedicated to skin brushing. That's at www.skin-brushing.com. And my web store is www.sublimebeautyshop.com. There's a contact button on that website. Or if someone wants to, you know, send an email, they could do it to info@sublime-beauty.net. And if someone's really excited or they really have a question, I'd be happy to talk to them personally. The number would be 727-231-1130.
Kathy, certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I hope it was helpful.
We've been speaking with Kathy Heschlow, the founder of Sublime Beauty, an anti-aging skincare company with a special niche in skin brushes, also a published author on the topic. And once again, the website of reference is skin-brushing.com, as well as the online store at sublimebeautyshop.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skincare, Health, and Beauty channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.